The U.S. confirmed this week it's reopening its land border with Mexico to non-essential travelers starting early next month. The date has been set for November 8th. This comes after more than a year and a half of restrictions due to the coronavirus pandemic. Businesses and residents on both sides of the border have been pushing for the reopening for months, saying the length of the restrictions has inflicted major damage on their local economies. In this edition of Zocalo's Connecting California, commentator Joe Matthews says it's yet another sign that federal governments in Washington and Mexico City are mismanaging the southern border region.
It's a classic problem of any far-off leader or government, you know, thousands of miles away, governing a place that doesn't understand. And at the border, you know, you have all these sort of like deeper historical and political meanings. So you basically have Washington, D.C., and to some extent Mexico City, national governments playing politics with the border rather than considering it as a place where millions of people live and work and governing in their best interest. I think the border needs a government of the people, of its local residents. You know, the border is an entity, and the people who live on both sides of it, who really live in the same region, should together have self-government and a body to do that.
What would this body look like? Who would be on it, and how would it work?
So I think this is a classic case for something that is becoming more common around the world called a citizens' assembly. These are not elected bodies. There's no big election. These are bodies that are chosen sometimes by lot, sometimes in a sort of managed, randomized way to get regular people, get ultimately a body that is sort of representative demographically and other and politically. Probably the best known model example of recent years was a citizen assembly in Ireland that gathered around social issues, law applying to family, and studied questions and took action that led to the legalization of abortion and same-sex marriage in Ireland.
Now, we should point out the citizens' assembly that you're proposing in this case would be purely for Baja California. We're not dealing with Arizona, New Mexico, Texas, all that. What kind of authority would they have? What kind of input?
I would try to have it be 50-50. People from who live within 10 or 20 kilometers of the border on either side, 50-50 north and south of the border. Probably some small part of representation for migrants who are stuck there. If they're part of the border region, they deserve representation that sort of represented their numbers. You know, there's no way that federally, the federal governments are going to defer a lot of authority. But I do think that given that we have a governor in California and a mayor in San Diego, who are both Democrats, the same party as Joe Biden, and we have a new mayor of Tijuana and a new governor-elect in the state of Baja California, who are both members of the Morena Party, the same party as the Mexican president Andrés Manuel López Obrador. There's politics that line for some cooperation, the ability for the citizen assembly to compel federal folks to provide records and give testimony. And then I think the state governors of California and Baja could actually make an agreement to give some regulatory and legal authority to the citizen assembly that it could recommend or even adopt laws that apply in the border that could become state laws on either side of the border, maybe subject to some sort of legislative or gubernatorial veto.
Some of the biggest challenges at the border, though, are federal. I mean, immigration is a case in point. It's federal policy. It doesn't just affect the border between San Diego and Tijuana. It affects northern and southern land borders, as well as people entering and exiting by plane and by ship. You really think Washington's going to carve out an exception for the border between California and Baja?
I don't think it'll be easy, but I think it's possible. Washington seems to want to keep its distance from this and not really actually solve the problem. The border's a headache. There may be an opening to sort of say, you know, we'll take the border off your hands. Now, yes, there's federal immigration policy, but I mean, clearly, by all accounts, you know, certainly on our side of the border in the United States, everyone says our policies are broken. So why not let the people who live with those policies and see those policies enacted every day take up the challenge, make decisions. And then the people who are at the border who you know, deal with harassment from authorities on both sides, who deal with related issues of property incursion and and crime and sanitation that can happen and be a result of, you know, the strange national policies that often have migrants massing on one side of the border without proper housing. I mean, there are all these sorts of questions. None of those are really being dealt with well. Maybe we let the people in that region do it. I mean, they'd be hard-pressed to do worse than what the national governments of these two countries have done.
Joe Matthews is a syndicated columnist with Zocalo Public Square. He joins us every Thursday. And you are listening to KCRW.